You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello, summoners. Welcome to another pulse-pounding, lightning-inducing, tower-ascending episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the totally baked Aztec Olmec. But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the Leo-loving Lightstar777 with me.
Indeed.
Leo was your first Nat 5, huh?
Leo was my first Nat 5, followed closely by Sylvia.
The right next to Ellen Neostone.
Yeah.
Funny.
Which is, you know, when I was like, well, I mean, this game is easy, right? I mean, why doesn't everybody have
Ellen Neostone? You know what? I had
everybody summon a Light and Dark 5.
I had a similar story. Like, I say maybe 2 weeks into the game, I pulled with my my summoning stones. My scam stones.
Exclusive summoning stones.
And I got back to back, I got Lushen and I got the Water Pirate. And I'm like, oh wow, great. Lightning. I guess lightning is good in this game. Oh man, but yeah, I was like, why doesn't everyone just do this? Oh, Lushen is awesome, one of the best units in the game. Just go to this, you know, exclusive summon and summon them. It's so easy.
A caveman could do it,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, funny. But anyway, back now we respect all our Nat 5s.
How are you though?
Let's go.
Do we though? No, that's going to be a matter of speculative debate.
We sure don't.
And Rashi Doshi, I hope you're out there somewhere watching, because this person I call my friend, I don't know.
What we're going to do is get some crystals, because I have a Transcendent Scroll I want to use on stream, but I definitely want to get a Splendid Blessing. So, as we all know, Splendid Blessings require the sacrifice of a Nat 5. Sacrifice. And I like to...
Are we just doing it now? Okay.
Oh, go ahead. I mean, if we can have some feedback.
No. Let's do it.
From the chat.
Okay. Rashi Boshi is here. He's just AFK making... Rashi Boshi, that's fine. If you miss anything, let me... You know what? Break it down, Aztec, and okay. I'm going to fill in Rashi Boshi. I'm going to type it to him.
I can easily crystal either a dupe Juno, dupe Water Ryu, Striker, or whatever, or Leo, who I never use. I just never use Leo. Leo is the Wind Dragon Knight, and I just don't use him at all.
He's great,
but those are the three that I want to crystal. Great.
Okay, but what are you going to do with the dupe Juno? That's my question.
I have no idea.
The water striker, I get it, because Water Ryu, I would kill to have a Water Ryu, but plus you can
use the two different speed leads in two different places, but I have no idea where I would use a dupe Juno.
Rashi Boshi said.
What did he say?
And I quote, "Never feed a non-dupe Nat 4 or Nat 5. I'm implying that that's how angry he wanted me to say it.
Was it all caps or was it no cap?
There were capitals in it.
There were capitals in there. All right.
It was Camelback.
So
I'm taking artistic license.
I'll do the dupe Juno.
All I'm saying is, as somebody who has had Juno a very long time,
yeah,
I mean, He's right. Leo is a cheat code for speed limit stages in lab, and since you're in the same guild as him, I think he'd like you to build Leo so that you could actually help with those.
Done. Crystalling that Juno. Absolutely.
But all I'm saying is, when he told me this, Rashiboshi, I was so upset.
Oh, yeah.
So upset.
So you gotta rile him up right before the show. Get him into a good
froth.
But again,
right off the bat, like I said, I've had Juno a very long time, and I just couldn't see having two of her. And the reason is because I don't think there's a lot of like different builds I would want to actually try out enough that I'd build two of them to have different builds. And aside from that, I can't imagine, because like they convert, like, you know, what, they convert buffs into dots, right?
Yep. So after you do that once, I mean, can you really do it again? Not really, huh?
Rashiboshi approved of my artistic freedoms with the caps, so. He said maybe you could use a dupe Juno if you were hardcore in siege battles and you needed a second one for another siege battle.
I hear you.
And that's it.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
But I feel like you have enough healers that you really you don't. No, please don't.
Juno it is.
Alright.
I know, Crisis, and plus Leo was the first Nat 5, so I'm sure there's a little bit of feels in there. A little bit of feels.
Well, you know, I mean, we all know that it took me forever and a day to actually 6-star my Leo. So I'm not one to talk. I actually benched him pretty hard for a long time.
See? I respect that.
But then when Lab came around, I did notice that he was the one unit I wanted.
Right.
For the speed limit ones, because, you know, it was great. Nobody was outpacing my team anymore. It was wonderful. So, I'm glad that crisis has passed from...
Crystal.
So...
3, 2, 1, Crystal.
So, some other things. Back to cooking, yes, indeed. Your daughter needs her dino nugs,
absolutely.
I'm assuming. 100%. Or whatever delicious remoulade you are making with a pomegranate glaze.
Speaking of which, I just barbecued about 10 minutes ago, and I put a honey glaze on some of the chicken.
You're barbecued, all right.
Oh, man, trust me. I will show some of these.
Why is your microphone living in front of your face today?
Oh, you want to see the baby blues?
I want to see it.
The baby browns.
I want to see it.
Purchase
successful. I miss your face when it's not there.
Better.
I'm assuming yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
But some other things. We are going to check in with Aztec's tower progress, which there's been some movement.
There has been some movement. Oh, another shout out to Rashiboshi. I put this 7-year stripes on my summoner, so just to irk you, instead of the 8-year, because 7 is way luckier than 8. But
just, well, if you really want to irk him, do what I do and do the winter one. Oh, really piss them all off.
I don't have the winter one. I never got around it to grabbing the winter themed summon hinge.
But that's even my background on my player card is
the holiday themed summon hinge. That's funny. But yeah, so that Juno has been crystal. I do have a splendid blessing now. I'm so happy. And we Excellent. Have some
I can't wait for us to do that later.
I got a couple of mysticals just from being diligent and doing all types of events and such. I got about 70 or so mysticals. I don't know how many I'm going to use today, but I'm going to use a good amount just because I think 75, what, our calculations and our experiment 125. That we did was what, 125?
125 was guaranteed.
Gotcha.
So that's, and actually, with 125, we got two. We each had two in that time frame. Ooh. But okay. I had two fairly close to one another in the late stage.
Right.
You had two spread out, like one very early in the experiment and one very late.
See, this is why we experiment. We are the
experimental. This is why I said, like, we should have kept that Google document going.
Right. And see how fast the next Nat 5 comes up.
Rashiboshi also doesn't have the winter summoning circle, so don't feel bad.
I will definitely not feel bad.
So Rashiboshi, what packs do you get? He says he gets packs, but didn't get that one.
Gotcha.
I think it was a pack. Was it a pack?
I think it was either a pack or it was, you know, an actual event. Most likely it was an event because they usually give away those.
Well, I remember it was one of those ones that was like the zigzaggy thing, and it was one of those things. No, not a bingo, but like, you know, it was like the path and they had like your different prizes mapped out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and it was one of those from what I recall.
That was
a long time ago.
Making some space because 75 scrolls is a lot. Gonna take up some space.
I do not have that many, but I'll summon whatever I have with you for solidarity and love.
Appreciate it. Love the love. Gotta love it. But go ahead.
No. Beauty before age. You go ahead, my friend.
Whatever. So I just wanted to switch to the to another game. No Man's Sky had. There's some No Man's Sky news also. Fun fact: Lightstar got me playing No Man's Sky. Roughly last year, I think around, you know, I'd say January last year. And my favorite line from him is, he's running around, "I need sodium!" And I was like, what? Cause I think we were playing Elite.
"I need
sodium!" And I'm like, "Why the fuck do you need sodium? It's bad for you." It's bad for you. Like, why? You don't need sodium. No, you
did. I needed it.
But he meant in the game.
Had to have it.
In the game, sodium is very important, especially in No Man's Sky. So, but regardless, got me into it. I liked it a lot. It was, you know, basically it's like Minecraft in space with, you know, animals you can raise, you can, farms you can create to make yourself money, you know, spaceship, you know, shootouts. Spaceship shootouts, yeah.
You know what I love co-op. About that game is that you can literally just hop into your ship and then you're in orbit and then you're, you know...
And you're out. You do whatever,
like,
you want.
You just land on another planet and you're like, "All right, let's check it out. Let's see what's over yonder." Like, I know. I like that kind of immersion. Like, I wish...
I did too.
But at the same time, Elite Dangerous, there's just no arguing with their realism factor, you know?
Absolutely. So regardless, they have, you know, a little bit of flack when the game first came out, but they have steadily been making updates and updates and updates. Now, I think we're the fifth year in, and it is just amazing. The amount of things they've added to this game is wonderful. They just dropped a new update called Outlaws. So you can, like, really do the whole...
Where the AI just trolls you by attacking you every 5 seconds.
So
on
good
loop.
News about that. I'm glad you brought that up because that
good
did make
news,
some headlines
everybody.
Over the Easter weekend. There has been a patch released as of today, as of this broadcast, that has greatly scaled back the number of pirate attacks. And so, you know, that kind of chill survival type, you know, aesthetic is back. So if you're on your base, you're not going to get attacked. If you're in a low conflict system, you're not going to get attacked as much because it's a low conflict system. So they use a little bit of the game elements.
Common sense.
There.
Oh, good.
And common
good.
Sense. Yes.
Because here's my thing. Right. On my perfect world where I just want to chill and check out the rainbow bubbles and mine my, you know... ferrite dust and things.
I
don't want somebody to come up and bust up my my oxygen farm.
Like, my pepperidge farm. That's what I call
it. Yeah, I need to be left alone to facilitate the happiness of my oxygen receptors. So
see, exactly. So the patch is out. So also a new expedition is out where you can get some cool cosmetic items. And I just want to explain the value and the the mystery that is Twitch drops. Now Twitch drops are, hey Leo. Leo's my cat.
Hi, not Leo.
Not the Summoner's War character that we were just talking about. Leo is my cat who came to say hi. Hey, buddy. But anyway, Twitch drops are awesome. What Twitch drops are is if you are watching a streamer on Twitch and the company kind of endorses the amount of hours you watch that particular streamer, as long as they have a little hashtag that says drops enable, you can get in-game items just for watching. You do have to claim them in about 24 hours after you watch the stream, but multiple streamers over the Easter weekend that stream primarily No Man's Sky had Twitch drops enabled, and the in-game items are either would take, you know, a really long grind to get, or they're ships that come preloaded with storage. You don't have to buy storage for them because you know how, I mean, anyone that plays No Man's Sky knows how tedious it is to scrap ships, get the storage modules, and then put them in your ship. The nice thing about these Twitch dropped ships, they come fully stacked out with all the storage, which is a great time saver. And some of them look kind of cool also. So nice. If you ever want to jump back into No Man's Sky, and another thing I learned, if you do the expedition, that becomes your main game save after the expedition is over. So these expeditions are great onboarding events if you've never played before, or if you have played before and you're pretty savvy and you don't want to start from the beginning of the save, do an expedition, and it's a lot more fun because it kind of tests your knowledge and reflexes that you already have. So if you haven't played in a while and you want to jump back in, expeditions are great.
The more you know. Bing.
Absolutely.
Real quick, Ryashiboshi is kind of like me. He says he usually gets like the Ancient Transcendence for Christmas, which right. is like my guaranteed buy a year.
Definitely.
Something like the 8-year scroll where, you know, it was another guaranteed nat 5. So yeah. And then he gets like, you know, the login bonus one to double the login. Yeah. You know, some of those are really smart. Like, I have yet to get any of the doublers yet. Like, a lot of them really do appeal to me. Like, I feel like because I'm obsessed with Toa, I should probably do the 2 Toa ones because, you know, why not? But, I don't know. Oh.
There
I definitely
she is.
I brought the wrong team for this stage, I can tell already.
Excellent. No, but I do the same thing, you know, around the holiday time. I definitely get, you know, that guaranteed. But it's like I'm getting so many units, it's like I don't have, you know what? I do not have any pioneers, and I don't have the water oracle. That is one. Hey, buddy. Hey, Leo. Anyway, so I am looking for either pioneers or oracles with this transcendent that I have today.
See, I still need a beast monk and a striker.
Yeah. Oh, I switched my beast monk for my I have the fire panda warrior, and I had him as my frontline tank in my Windrift raid, and I switched out the, you know, Ritesh, the fire beast monk, and whoa, score shot right up. So I don't know. I may run both of them and see if you know, see how well they do.
Yeah, but the fire panda is never going to do a lot of damage. So who would you swap out?
Oh, I swapped out the fire panda with Ritesh.
I know, but you're saying you're going to try and run them both. So who would you take out?
Would I take out?
Because then you're going to lose probably a DPS.
I would probably take out another frontline, like, you know, either a Jean or. I think I have Louise also, the Wind Paladin, in my front line.
Oh, that's a lot of defense.
Yeah.
Kitty cat.
Yeah, Leo definitely wants to be on stream. So,
Haleo!
Trust me, I didn't train him to do that.
Little fluffy angel.
He is. He's the
big one. Hi, Leo!
Oh, for for anyone that doesn't know, I have two
cats. He said hi to his uncle.
He did. He knows his uncle Ken. Ken has definitely been up here and hung out with the Prince of Cats, Leo. But I have two cats, Leo and Danny. Danny, we do not speak of. She is like her daddy, not a much so much of a nonconformist.
I'm so anti-establishment, I can't even be anti-establishment.
Absolutely. So yes, next topic. We gotta talk TMNT. Hold on. I didn't see that initially. Let's talk.
So two things about this. One, pre-orders have gone up. They don't have a release date, but it's pretty much going to be a collection of almost every single Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game that has
ever
come out.
Really?
I did this, so... I don't know if they have... I'm trying to see, because where I am now on the website, they do not have the list of the games that it had, but I'm trying to see if I can find the one that has... So it's going to come out on December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Course, why would this website actually say what is... Oh, there it is. Maybe... No. Yes, but 13 classic TMNT games, you know, which is just some of my favorite... here we are. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade, mm-hmm. Turtles in Time Arcade, the Nintendo NES Ninja Turtles... Really? Turtles 2 arcade game from the NES, the Manhattan Project from the NES, the Tournament Fighters from the NES. Again, I've played every single one of these, which is really something. Super Nintendo Turtles in Time, played that. Super Nintendo Tournament Fighters, played that one. The Hyperstone Heist, I did not play, ironically.
Mm-hmm.
Sega Genesis Tournament Fighters, Fall of the Foot Clan Game Boy, Beck from the Sewers Game Boy, and Radical Rescue Game Boy. So a lot of options there overall. So
fun facts. I love the Ninja Turtles. When I was... Same. And this is going back to the movie, the first Turtles movie I went to see in the theaters. And I was probably like, I was a kid. I was, you know, 12, 13, whatever. Changed my life, man. Because I think it was Jim Henson's production house that made the original Turtles. So that movie just blew my mind. To this day, I could pop it in, and it has aged very well, in my opinion. But there's something about having real, instead of CGI, having real people in the actual, I remember the animatronics, you know, behind the scenes were just, like, eye-popping. Like, to have all of that, all those mechanical parts in a costume, crazy. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome
film. And, I mean, and the voice work, the personnel, like, They nailed all of it. It was...
Yeah, I love the first
movie. It was amazing.
It was just so spot on. The third movie we do not speak about. We do not speak of the third.
Whoa! Just like Elvis in Blue Hawaii. Come on now. It was great.
That's awesome. I'm sure you're going to pick that up and relive some of your gaming highlights with that collection.
Rashi Boshi, I don't think you missed very much. We were talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle collection that's coming out that was inclusive of 13 classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games. So coming out December 31st, so I will definitely be playing that. Hopefully I have enough time to finish a couple games I have stalled on because of homework in the meantime.
So, well, next up we have some MiHoYo news. So
MiHoYo!
MiHoYo is the developer of
MiHoYo!
Genshin.
What? Come on, you loved the way I said that. You loved it.
Oh my god. But MiHoYo is the developer for Genshin Impact and Honkai Impact. I was lucky enough to get tickets to the Honkai Gallery meetup or whatever. And big shout out to MiHoYo. And I won a raffle, which was awesome, because I very rarely, I'm not going to say never, but I very rarely win things, especially raffles. But regardless, won this raffle, and I got, what? Now, I haven't seen this. I have no idea what this is. I know it's an animation cell, but on stream, I'm just going to unfurl it and check it out. So the two characters are, if you notice, one looks very much like Jean from Genshin Impact, but that is Durandal, and it looks like Mei. Looks like Raiden Mei from Honkai are in this animation cell, and I'm gonna roll this right back up because this is awesome. And here's the irony. Now, I haven't seen that, but that, I guess you could say, battle suit or version of Durandal is super new, and I pulled her very recently from the supply gacha or what have you. So It's very rare that I actually have that character, and she's like, you know, I guess the equivalent of a Nat 5, you know,
nice.
Of a actually a light Nat 5 if you want to be technical. But I will definitely be framing that up, so I'm going to put that right back in its tube. But thank you, MiHoYo, appreciate it. You know,
back in the tube was my nickname in high school.
It was not. I
need
confirmation on that entirely.
Hey, MiHo,
gosh, she's doing it again. But sorry. Yes,
I can't be stopped.
So yes, big shout out to MiHoYo. I will be jumping.
Oh yes, the water level Rashiboshi was the worst.
The water level.
In Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, You know, where you had to, like, you know, you drove around and then, like, you know, everything was cool, and then suddenly you were in that underwater level where you had like 32.8 seconds to get through something that would take 5.5 hours to get through because of, like, you know, precision movement.
Gotcha.
Jerks.
Gotcha.
I died so many times in that stupid underwater part.
I gotta get my crystals back up since I just crystalled the juke. Gotta do some farm. But anyway, but just wanted to shout out MiHoYo. Also, if you didn't know,
I bet if you said it like I did once, you'd laugh. You'd find your own self funny.
If anybody wants to know,
MiHoYo,
my best girl in Genshin is getting a rerun. Ayaka Kamisato, love her. She's getting a rerun starting today. Well, Wednesday. This is Wednesday. This is a Saturday, like, if you listen to the pod. But anyway, she's getting her first rerun. She got a new actual character animation also, all about her and her brother doing some kendo fighting. Ah, awesome. Love my Ayaka.
You should add that to the
Discord. I absolutely will.
To the Discord, yeah.
And it's one
of the few, everywhere. Put it everywhere.
It's one of the few units both Lightstar and I have. So, yeah, Ayaka's just one of my mains in Genshin, but cheers. Oh yeah, happy 420 to everybody who celebrates.
The people's holiday.
The people's holiday. And if you live in Jersey, tomorrow is an even more special day. Legal purchases for, anyway. Should we do some summoning?
Sure, I'm trying to finish this stage so I can join you, but you have more than me, so, you know, you could start. Feel free. I'll catch up.
That I will. I do, and that you will.
You know, again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I hate the time sink that is doing... Like, even though I'm pretty good, and, like, up until this stage, I didn't have a single... Like, I've only lost, like, one or two battles here and there because I'd forget to change teams for right. certain floors.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I've been pretty much nonstop, and it's still taken the best part of, like, 3 hours for, like, just this obnoxious grind in Toa Heroic. Like, I wish, having beaten it, I could be rewarded for my hard work with a instant, you know, finish for those.
All I can say is Honkai does that. That's one of the reasons why I like it, because it's not insanely grind. They understand that it is kind of grindy, so they give you a break on some of the things. Not all, but some. So, I have to give credit where credit's due. But regardless, how should I have one L&D. I think I have a... Do I have a legendary? I don't know. I forget. I know I have about 70 mysticals. I do not have a legendary, but I do have a transcendent. What or... Oh, I have 80. How about I do like 40 mysticals? 40 or 50 mysticals. One L&D. Like and then like the it. Transcendent to end the night.
Do it. I'm going to do my handful of scrolls and then watch you with these eyes.
It's after your birthday. You can do as... You just do them. Kill them all.
Oh, no, I mean, that's how many I have. I have 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, ten let scrolls. Us do our exclusive summon spotlight. Spotlight, please.
I already spotlighted. It's spot no.
All right, so this week's a no. Definitely have the one I won out of the three. Next week's a no, have two out of the three.
Rashi Boshi wants to make sure you actually picked up the blessing from your mailbox.
Oh, I 100% did. I checked before, and I'll just confirm. But yes, right here, Rashi Boshi. Thank you gotta love the respect.
Right?
But yes,
I'm waiting 3 weeks for the next exclusive summoning that piqued my interest, because there are two of the three Nat 5s that I don't have. So,
you know, Rashi Broshi brings up a good point. Should I do my Transcendent first so I don't waste my Splendid Blessing on a mystical?
Why would it be a waste?
Because then...
If you get a Nat 5, you get a Nat 5, right?
True. True.
All right, like Rashi Boshi, he's trusting you with this.
What do you think?
Awesome responsibility.
Should I just right off the bat do the transcendent so I know it's used on the or do I use it on the mysticals? Which one?
He says save the best for last.
All right. I'll do that. So,
and you know, maybe you'll get a dupe net 5 and you can just crystal it again right away. Maybe you'll get a dupe Leo.
Shut up. Count it down. 3.
Tres.
2.
Dos.
1.
Uno.
And summon.
Felicitacio.
Summon.
I meant to troll you. Hold on one second.
You meant to troll me. Hold on one second. Comedy. The comedy that we have.
There we go. My winter summoning stone. There we are. Doing very leisurely summoning since.
Absolutely.
Hey, look, I got lightning at least. And I got my second... Hypno-meow! I got the fire one on a random mystical last week, and I just got the water one. Thank you, Rashi Boshi.
I have gotten
How's
no
your
lightning.
Luck been? Nothing yet. Okay.
None. Straight 3 stars. Oh, and just as I say it, here's some
lightning. I got lightning again.
Excellent. Mermaid.
I got a 5-star. I got a dupe of Ganny. Is it rude to crystal him before the ink is dry here?
Not at all. See, I don't have a Ganymede, so I would...
I know, Grant still. And I do like these packs here. For anybody that hasn't noticed these yet, the 5-star boost packs, whenever you summon a 5-star, you can get 3 5-star Rainbowmon and several Gold King Angelmons and a Devilmon for 1,000 crystals. So it's not bad. It kind of like speeds up your chance to 6-star them.
Yes.
And also... Do I crystal a Ganymede of all things?
I would. You already have them. You get a splendid blessing.
Well, we hardly need them. Yeah, this is how often I've crystalled something. I almost forgot that I have to go to the thing over here to crystal him. See how terrible that is? I'm still scared. You know, I'm not like you. I can't just crystal things with, you know...
With impunity? Are you sure?
Yes. Well, I mean, I get scared, you know?
Wow.
I don't know. What if I accidentally, like, you know, get rid of the wrong one? Okay, there he is. There's my precious little boy. Oh, good. There's Ganny. Proudly defending the Storage Defense Force.
All right, I'm going to do 10 more, because I'm getting little to no lightning at all.
All right, well, if you had the holiday theme like I did, you'd have 2 lightning already.
That's how
that works. Gauge.
So besides a fire mermaid...
You're right, Rashiboshi, that would have not been fun for me.
Well, I can't say that I don't have... Okay, that was less than lightning-tastic.
Okay, I got my 3rd lightning, but it was, you know, on my guaranteed legendary one. I wonder, I didn't buy any of the light and dark packs. Oh, no, I did one. Okay.
So I do have an L&D, which I'll pop now, and then we'll... Save that good old Transcendent for last. And no lightning on the L&D. Got a Grim Reaper. And last but not least, let's get some lightning for once. Yay. Oh no!
What'd you get? Was it Dupleo?
2 dupes.
Well, at least they're going to be crystalled, you know?
2 dupes.
Who are the 2 dupes?
Odin or Rakan, I believe, is a fire chimera. All of that just to get 2 dupes.
2 dupes. What are the chances?
Apparently pretty high.
Hey, I mean, you know, I got a dupe Ganymede, so, you know.
I would have liked a Ganymede.
I know, but you don't have a Ganymede. If you had a Ganymede, you'd have been like, oh, Ganny. That's like a Galleon.
Should I? Yeah. Funny enough.
You're going to crystal one of, like, whichever one you get, right?
Of course. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It doesn't really matter.
Interesting summoning day, definitely.
Yeah. I finish these last 3 wind scrolls because I've got my light and dark packs for the month. Okay, and nothing to speak of for the ending. Yeah, I mean, I'm not unhappy. I mean, crystals are crystals, so crystals, I mean, now I'm rocking, you know, the splint, like the blessing, so, you know, when I get my transcendent next, I have a 50-50 shot, you know?
Absolutely. All right, bud, who are you shouting out this week?
Of course, as always, Rashi Boshi, our time-honored friend here on the night of recordings.
Absolutely. Big shout-out to you, Rashi Boshi. Definitely huge, appreciate you coming in and hanging
huge
out.
Huge shout-out. You know, definitely, you know, just everybody we've met with this, as usual, the Discorderlies, always much love to them. Again, thank you for your patience with me not being as communicative because, you know, especially this term, like, it's not that either class was particularly hard. It was right. Just with the coding class, there were so many assignments, like, there would be like 50 parts to each, like, activities and labs and everything else that we had to do. And so I would always be cutting it close to Sunday night, like, and we have to submit everything by Sunday. So, like, most of the time I was always working on homework this term. So I'm going to be grateful for, you know, calculus, because that's a breeze by comparison. Just math? Anybody can do math.
Not everyone. It takes a talent. It's kind of like cooking or even barbecue. I'm going to shout out my local Smoothie King in Clark. Clark Smoothie King, thank you for the smoothies. It was very good. Very nice.
How good were they? Well, they were so good.
I don't know. I've never been there, but first time, it was pretty good. I'm going to go back.
Nice.
Shout out the local peeps. Thank you.
And you know what? I'm going to shout out Miho! Yo!
All right. We're going to cut it on there. Oh,
no.
Wow.
40. Actually, Miho Yo, seriously, like, love Genshin. Can't get into Honkai. But, you know. Hey, thanks for making it good. And you know what? The Skywalker Lego collection video game. I did pick it up, and in what little free time I had, I did play it. I got to play like one evening, and I got through the first episode, and the way they handled Darth Maul getting bifurcated was hilarious and very funny to me, so...
So you're enjoying it. It's good.
I appreciated that.
Very cool. Very cool. So that wraps it up for this particular episode of Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. New episodes on Saturday for the podcast. We stream on Wednesday on Lightstar777 Gaming on Twitch and Aztec Olmec on Twitch now. Today is the first stream over here. But what else? Oh. mrgtsw@gmail.com, mrgtsw, the Twits, nope, wait, at Rancher's Guide on Twitter, mrgtsw on Instagram, mrgtsw on YouTube, mrgtsw on Reddit, mrgtsw on Facebook, and of course our Discord, Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe, where we talk about much more. And Summoner's War, even though Summoner's War is pretty awesome.
It is. Unlike a lot of games, it still holds great appeal for what they do. They do really well. Really do it right.
Absolutely. I'm shocked and amazed that I'm still playing this after 5 years. It's very rare that I play a game that long. Just is. It means they're doing something right.
Yeah, I flitter about with my alternate games, but this one always has top billing.
Absolutely. Very cool. Everyone, live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.